Okay, today's daf is Tainus Daf Vav. Tainus Daf Vav, we'll start with Hema Bey's scheduling note. This will be the last daf live from Eretz Yisrael for a couple of weeks. After today, the daf will be put up, Be'ez Hashem, through Shabbos. Sunday morning, those of any of our listeners, I'll be going to be in Borough Park for Shabbos, giving a couple of shiurim there in Young Israel Bethel. Sunday morning, I'll be giving the daf there also, 8:30 daf and 9:15 daf. And then after that, Be'ez Hashem will be from Camp Kaylee. So hopefully I'll take a day or two, but as I've done in past summers, I hope to stay a day ahead. I'll give it every morning there in camp, but I hope to stay a day ahead, so though our listeners in Eretz Yisrael won't have to wait so long, but Be'ez Hashem, it'll be once the middle of the week. I don't know exactly when, if working out the schedule with getting settled in, I will get the daffim up. But again, today will be the last one from here, and then they'll be put up, and again, Sunday in Brooklyn. And after that, we will continue remotely, or those who want to join us there, for the next couple of weeks as we get through Tainus Megillah and the beginning of Moed Katan. Be'ez Hashem, back here in Eretz Yisrael after a week of Moed Katan, and Be'ez Hashem, we should continue that. Okay, but we start off Hema Bey's with a very special Gemara. It probably is the most commonly mentioned Gemara in all of Sheva Bracha's history. And that is right here, about six lines from the bottom. Hey, I'm a Beis. Ki avi miftri me hadadi. We know the past daf, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nachman have been talking to each other. They've been having a lot of conversations. And Rav Nachman keeps asking Rav Yitzchak questions about everything under the sun and how is Shmuel so old. We mentioned 50 years old is not so old according to the Gemara. 52 years old is not so old. We spoke about the minhag of writing a will at age 50. We spoke about Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis a little bit. We had a couple of fascinating discussions that obviously we could have more of, but for now we will continue. I'm sorry, a little before that we stopped. Fifth wide line. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kala Omer Rachav Rachav Miyan Nikri. Whoever says Rachav Rachav, one of the most beautiful women, as the Gemara says elsewhere in Mesechas Megillah, Miyan Nikri, that already led him to improper thoughts. Just saying the name of Rachav because she was so beautiful. Amalei Rav Nachman, Anami Nevelichbas Li. Rav Nachman's like, I don't know, it doesn't affect me. I say the name and it doesn't affect me, so I don't know what it means. Kal Ha Omer. So Amalei Kika Amina Biyoda Ubamakira. No, I only meant, says Rabbi Yitzchak, where Yoda Umakira, where the man knows her and recognizes her. What is he recognizes her? Tosa said he's lived with her. Yoda Sheba'aleha Umakira Sheroosa. Meaning there is a personal relationship. It's not just known. Right? And we know that in various areas of halacha, seeing the more knowledge one has of someone, then the more chamor it is. For example, Kalisha. Knowing what the woman looks like is much more chamor, right? Is there any flexibility with not seeing the woman? Again, we're not talking about the chachilas, at least with the evidence. If somebody happens to be hearing something, not even focusing on it. But again, Yodo Makiro or Roe makes it much worse. Okay, finishing up from Rachav. Kiavi, again, Rachav was one of the, according to Chazal, ended up being Yeshua Ben Nun's wife. Even though originally she was the Isha Zonah that the Meraglim met in last week's Haftorah. So, Kiavi Miftri Me'adadi, when they were leaving each other after this Su'uda that they had, where they discussed whether you're allowed to talk during the meal, Amarle Livrachan Mar. One said, you know, can I have a bracha? So, can I have a bracha? So he said, yeah, Amarle, Emshal Lecha Mashal, I'll give you a mashal to reflect that I don't know what kind of bracha to give you. Mashal Ma Dever Domer, La'adab Shaya Holech by Midbar. A man was walking in the desert. Vahaya Ra'iv Va'ayef Vitsameh. He was hungry and thirsty and tired. Umatza Ilan Sheperosa Besukin, and he saw a tree. He saw found an oasis. He found a tree that had sweet fruit. Vitsilona and its shadow was so cool, and it was a great state to be under there and relaxing. Viaba Samaimo Verestachtov, and there was water available. Ava achami perosa v'shasami meima v'yasha mitzilo, and he took advantage of all of these pleasures. Ukeshepikesh leilechem, when he was leaving this area, Amar Ilan Ilan b'mavarechacha, he says to the tree, figuratively, what bracha can I give you, tree? You're amazing as you are. Im omer lecha sheyu perosecha mesukin, hare perosecha mesukin. When I should give you a bracha that you should have sweet fruit, You have sweet fruit. Sheyehei tzilchana'eh. I should give you a bracha that your shadow should be pleasant. Hari tzilchana'eh. Your shadow is pleasant already. Shedei amas amayim overes tachtecha. Hari amas amayim overes tachtecha. You have everything. So what am I supposed to bless you with? So, Ella yihi ratzon. Shekol netiyo shenotin mimcha. Yiyu kamoscha. My bracha is that all of these saplings that are planted from you, if they graft you, if they take pieces of you and put them in the ground, if they take seeds, all of your netios should be just like you. Afatos, and that's the mashal. And now we have the nimshal, says Rabbi Yitzchak. Afata, b'mavarechacha, what bracha should I give you? Im b'torah, if I should give you a bracha in Torah, harei Torah. Harei Torah, meaning you have Torah. Right, in the Bach adds in, Hare Yesh Lecha Torah, right, you have Torah. The Imba Osher, Hare Osher, right, you have Ashiras, right, Rashi, the Bach changes the girsa a little bit, he has Gedula, and then Kavod, and then Ashiras, and then Banim. Right, he has maybe a little different girsa in terms of the importance. So he says, Torah, Osher, back to our girsa, Imba Banim, Hare Banim. If soldiers, you have wonderful children. So what should I give you, bracha? Elo yihi ratzot shiyutzet so'ei me'acha kamoscha. My bracha is that your kids should be like you. Right? You have the children, you have the riches, you have the Torah. So my bracha is that they should be like you. Right? So this is the Sheva Brachas Torah that is always used. Two questions. Number one, why is each and every one mentioned? Why doesn't he just say, Torah, ba'osher, ba'banim, if it's all of them. So you have all of them. But no, the Torah, the Gemara goes through each and every one separately. So the Ksav Sofer points this out. He was bothered by this. Why is it each separate one? So he notes a social reality. What's a social reality? Says the Ksav Sofer. Shemishahu ashir. Somebody who has one area of riches. One area of matana from Hashem. So that's what he's praised with. What if he has a little bit of another area? Somebody's an Osher Gadol, very rich. What if he's a little bit of a Chacham? Then people might say, oh, he even has a little Chachma. Even because it's not his area, so to speak, of expertise, even if he only has a little bit of something else, so he would be praised. He not only is this, he's even got a little bit of this. That's been every area. But objectively, if somebody it doesn't have that first area of riches. Let's say he's an ashir. And say, he also can give a little bit of ashir. He's still a chacham. But what if he didn't have the ashir? Then you wouldn't say anything about his chachma. Because it's only because he's expertise in one area and he has a little bit of another area, that's why we would praise him. But objectively not. That was the emphasis here of Rav Yitzchak. And that is, in every area objectively, separately, independently, he already had the bracha. Mishu ashir mifarim chachmas ovelimudo ulu mazeh chachmas hamiskein bizuya v'chein lahafef ben Torah sheish lo ksas osher yikra osher ki ein derech b'nei Torah lios ashirim, because it's not b'nei Torah. So if he has a little money, they'll praise him. V'lochein kishabam yachat Torah v'osher yochol yosheino osher kol kach. Could be that he's not so rich. Ela mishum shu ben Torah nikra osher. V'chulur, it continues. That's why everyone is b'fei atzmo, to emphasize the independent nature of all of these brachas. Regarding everyone, he was blessed. Number one. The other point to mention, a question that was asked by a number of Cries, some of the sort of quoted this, a number of Criesworth, the former chief rabbi of Antwerp. It says, in b'torah harelecha Torah. What, you can never have more Torah? There was a limit. If it Torah, you're already a big Talmud of others. Give me another bracha. I want more Torah. What do you, if it Torah, there's nothing more. You've mastered everything. But the Torah can always be more quantity and quality. And have I done everything 101 times? What do you mean I have why isn't there Torah? So he quotes and says another question. He says, why is it that sometimes in life we find, especially when we're younger, maybe in our late teenage years, early years after that, we have moments of inspiration in learning, more than at other times in life. He says, why is it? He says, why is it harder for us as we get older to have that inspiration? We have to work much harder. Right? Why is it? See, he quotes, Shemina Shamayim, Nostin La'adam Torah Lizman Katsar, Bibachina shel hisarusa dileela. At certain moments in our life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us special siyata d'shmaya in Torah. We don't know when those moments are. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides it could be at different moments of the year, kedei sheyizkeh halomid lit'om es betikas haTorah, so that we can taste the sweetness of the Torah. And then Hashem gives it to us as a present. It's all isarusa d'leila. It's all, so to speak, from Hashem. V'yachmot l'dayta kulu l'sbaser l'zeh. And once we get that taste, we'll feel it, we'll want it, and then Hashem will say, okay, the rest is up to you. I gave you a little bit, I gave you a taste, right? The taste was free. It's like you go to the ice cream store. Can I have a little taste of this? Yeah, it's free. You want to buy something? You gotta pay for it. I'll give you a little taste of the Metikos HaTorah. V'zosi ha-bracha l'Torah. And this is what he was asking for. Could I have a bracha that I'll have that Hisorus? Says Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm sorry. You've already had the Hisorus, and now the rest is up to you. The rest is up to you. It's not up to me. Kfar kusachita bazeh umayata eitaraska tchuliya b'bracha elo b'giyaschai. He says, that's what he says. And that's why he says you find some people in life. They have moments of inspiration, and hopefully they're supposed to run with that. But after that, it's up to the person himself. Rav Shechter tells over the story that after he was married for a couple of years, he went to the Stipler. He was in Eretz Yisrael, he went to the Stipler, and he was asking, he went to buy the Sfarim, because at that time you could only get the Gilas Yaakov at the Stipler's house. And he says, he asked him for a bracha for children, gave him a bracha for children, he asked him a bracha for something else, and he gave him a bracha, and he says, a bracha in Torah. He says, I don't give brachas in Torah. He says, that's your own personal hard work. He says, in Torah? He says, no. He says, you gotta work for that. That's, he says, that's, maybe at certain moments, maybe he also felt like what the Ksav Sofer says, he was ready beyond his Arusa de Leila, now it's only his Arusa de Latata. But again, in Torah, of course we keep growing, but there's no, in Torah, Hare Torah, don't take that literally, that there is a maximum, that is a gvul to the Torah that we are capable of. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we'll continue. Yoreh, fourth line, back to the rain issues. The Mishnah had mentioned on yesterday's daf that there is a pasuk in Yoel relating to how when the first rains come. That's what Rabbi Meir Shita was, or Rabbi Yossi Shita was, until Nisan passes. That's until how long you ask for the Seitam Amatar. And according to the pasuk from Yoel, which the Gemara discussed, have the miraculous events that occurred in that time period when the first three rains were all within a couple of days at Nisan and everything grew and they were able to bring the Karban HaOmer even from Tvua that grew very quickly. We discussed yesterday, how can you bring Tvua, bring a carpet from something that grew al derech nes. But there we had the phrase More Umalkosh Barishon. More, which is Yoreh, the rain that is called the Yoreh, the early rains, happen in Nisan. So the Gemara says, what does the word Yoreh mean? What does that come from? Tana Rabbanan, fourth line. Yoreh, number one, Shemoreh es habrios, lahatiach gagosein. Moreh, for the word teachers. It teaches, the first rains let people know. Teaches people, lahatiyah kagosein, to take care of their outside areas. Meaning the rainy season's coming, this is the heads up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. To line our roofs, remember roofs in those days were what was used as a backyard. Right, the Gemara says that all the sukkahs used to be made on the roofs, they used to dry their fruit on the roofs. So, Hashem gives us a warning. Take care of our roofs. Ula hachnes es peirosein, to bring our fruits inside. V'la'asos kol tzorchein, to do whatever you need to do outside, because the rains are coming. So that's Yoreh for the word moreh, to teach us. Dover acher, number two. Shemarve es haaretz. It is water that it saturates the earth. Remember, at this time, the earth is dry. It's thirsty. So the first water just goes in there, goes into the kishkas of the earth. So it's marves aretz umashke ad tahom, and it goes all the way down. Shneamar tlameha ravei nachis gedudeha birevivim timogegna tzimcha tivarech. That's the pasuk in Tehillim that talks about that. It goes the showers soften the earth and go all the way down. If you remember, where else was this pasuk quoted in Shas? It was quoted in Perek Rabbi Akiva in Masechta Shabbos, talking about how many vegetables you could plant in one area, right, in terms of not being kelayim. So also darshan this pasuk there. Davar acher, we know the pasuk from Tehillim, not just from the Gemaras, but that's how sometimes we know it. Davar acher, third shot. What is Yoreh mean? Yoreh she yored binachas veino yored bezahaf. It comes down softly and calmly. Yored binachas. Maybe it's related to number one, Yoreh, about teaching, about teaching. Rashi, Yori Benachas. Rashi has two pshatim. Number one, Hachi Mashma, Yore Ka'adam Shemore L'Talmidav Benachas. As someone who teaches their students, Dechsiv Derechachav Benachas Ishvan. I was just reading something recently from Revolbi. Revolbi says he was once talking to the Chazon Ish about education Bizman Hazeh. He says you can't go based on Chazal. He says what Chazal say in terms of hitting the child and the rough and tough attitude, he says it does not work for our generation. Our generation, in the language of the Chazon Ish, Kinyin Mashicha works much better than Kinyin Chazaka. He says, Mashicha Limshochotam, to pull them, the language of the Chazon Ish, Ba'avosos Ha'ava, to pull them, whether it's a child or a student, not Kinyin Chazaka. Kinyin Chazakas don't work Bizman Hazeh, for various reasons. In terms of the independence, in terms of technology, in terms of anything, in terms of what the outside street is like, says it does not work. The Chazon Ish, Revolbi says Kinyin Mashicha, not Kinyin Chazaka. That was his line. But that's how we have to teach. Divrei Chachamim Benachas Nishman, we have to try to bring them in and rope them in, literally. Rope them in the language of the Chazon Ish. So, Yorish Yori Benachas, it goes down. Vena Yori Bezaf. Rashi has another pshat. Inami. Also, this Yori Benachas might have been going on the earlier line, right? It's really, Rashi, I should have read it earlier. It's going on the earlier it goes down, Yored Benachas, right? We mentioned it earlier. It teaches people, but here is the language that we have in our Gemara. Yored Benachas. In Yored Bezaf, it does not go down. Bezaf, Rashi just has a different order of the Chazals, right? You see, the next Rashi is Talomeh Harave. Back to the Gemara. Oh, Eino Yore Ella. Maybe Yored does not mean this. Maybe Yored does not mean that it goes down gently and softly. Maybe just the opposite. Maybe Yore means Elishem Meshir Thaperis. It goes down so harshly that it rips the fruit off the trees. Umashtif as Azram, and it floods the areas. Umashtif as Eilanos, and it floods the trees. So how do you know we should darshan Lashon of Yore, meaning softly and gently and nicely? Maybe it should mean a hurricane. Tamalomar Malkosh. It's compared to Malkosh, right? In Shema, every day. Malkosh, ma Malkosh lebracha, af Yore lebracha. No, Malkosh we assume is bracha. Why? Rashi quotes Malkosh is later in the season, and it's the Efshar to knock out and be negative, because at the time that it comes down, there's nothing negative for it to do. Right? Everything has been already produced. So just like Malkosh is Labracha, so do Yor is Labracha. So we compare them. So Gemara says, 1 minute, I still don't know. Oh, Eino Ella Malkosh. Maybe Malkosh could also be negative. Ella Shemapil es Abatim. Forget, you're right, regarding the produce, it can't do anything negative. But maybe it could be, as we just mentioned, hurricane and tornado-like. Shema pilas habatim, it knocks down houses, umishaberes ha'ilanos, umales ha'sakoyim. And it goes up and brings up the locusts. Right? It does all these terrible things. Right? Sometimes rain is not lebracha. Right? Remember the story of Ezra we'll have later on in this Masechta. Choni ha'ma'agel. Right? It doesn't rain, he goes into the circle and asks for rain. It rains a little bit. And then he says, I didn't mean this kind of rain, then it does the opposite. It comes down torrentially. And he says, I didn't mean this either. This is also not lebracha. Not every rain is lebracha, according to the Gemara. There can be rain that has some, maybe in terms of some issues, it's lebracha, but it can have some negative side effects. And Choni Amagal did that until he got it exactly what he wanted. So maybe Malkosh here is also negative. Tamalomar Yore. Ma Yore lebracha, af Malkosh lebracha. No, just like Yore is lebracha, so do Malkosh. Switch it the other way. V'yore guvim minolan, how do you know Yore is lebracha? Tichsiv, a different pasuk. Back in Yoel. Uvenei tziyot gilu, v'simchu b'ashem alokeichet. Everybody was joyous, right? Because the Hashem brought the miracle. Ki natan lachem es ha-more litztaka, v'yore lachem geshem more u'malkosh barishon. Right, pasuk we quoted earlier. But you see, it's litztaka, so we see Yore is always good. So too, Malkosh is always good. Again, the context of Shema sounds like it's positive. Right? If Shema Tishmu, right, if we listen to Hashem, he's going to give us Yoreh Malkosh. Read that pasuk also. Gemara could have also quoted that. Hashem's only going to give it to us a good. But it could be that might have been good in one area, but have negative side effects. That's what the Gemara wants to find a pasuk that specifically says explicitly that Yoreh is positive, and that's why it brings Yoreh, this pasuk of Moreh, Litztaka. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We go by there. Remember the Gemara, just one other point. The Gemara says that nature lets us know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Like we said here, Yoreh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us messages through nature at times of Hester Panim when there is no Nevuah. And we realize nature is just a hand of God. As we quoted before, Mother Nature has a father. Right? So we realize that. So that's why we always look to nature, to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his commentary on the Torah, that's why each of the Chagim have a name related to agriculture. What do we need that for? Chag HaAviv, Chag HaAsif, Chag HaKatzir. Why do we have that? The answer is because that's how Hashem communicates with us. When we go out to the field in an agricultural society in Eretz Yisrael, we'll realize what Hashem is what He thinks of us at that time, and what He's expecting of us, and where we have to improve. We'll try to take messages. That's what all of these. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas, why is there lightning? In order to straighten our hearts, right? The Akmimus Shebeleif. It's supposed to scare us a little bit. Lightning and thunder. Right? Akimimus, everything is messages from us. Everything is up, messages from on high. So we have to realize that it's not just the nature occurs. Right? Everything in nature has a message for Klal Yisrael. Okay. Tana Rabban and two dots. Okay. Can I just mention one point I forgot to mention in the earlier Gemara? But I have to mention it was really, I wanted to start off with this today. It was at the end of yesterday's daf, but I just wanted to continue. The Gemara mentioned at the end of yesterday's daf, Ma, right, how do you know that Yaakov Avinu lomeis? Ma zaro b'chayim afu b'chayim. Right, the comparison to his children, just like his children carry on his legacy, and therefore he doesn't know, but people don't die, if a person doesn't die, if his children carry on his legacy. There's a beautiful thought that Rav Soloveitchik has based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, talks about the institution of smicha. I mentioned this at some point in the past. The institution of smicha. The Gemara says that one time in history, the Roman government made a decree, no smicha. Anybody who gives smicha is going to be chayav misa. Anybody who gets smicha is going to be chayav misa. And the town that smicha is done is going to be razed. Terrible gzera. Sanhedrin Yud Aleph. That's what he says. The Gemara says that they made the gzera. No more smicha. So what happened? Rebbe, one of the rebbeim went. Let me just find the Gemara. One of the rebbeim went and did smicha in the middle of, and even though everybody, I'm sorry, it's Yudalit. Yehuda ben Baba, Masi Yehuda ben Baba, Holach v'yashav lo beit shtei harim gedolim, or beit shtei ayaros gedolos, or beit shtei tuchu b'shabes. He went in the middle of nowhere, so no city would get in trouble. And v'samach sham chamisha zakeinim, and he gave smicha to Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yosef, Lozabed Shavua. He gave smicha to these students. Kiva shekirai veyem bohen. Once the enemy found out, Amar lahen banai rusu. He said, run, run. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, what about you? Matehei alecha. What's going to be with you? Amar lahem, he says, I can't move. I'm too old. I'm too old. They ran, and he, Rechman al-Islam, was killed. Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba was killed giving smicha. So he asked Rebbe Soloveitchik. Smicha is not one of the mitzvahs they had to give you life for. It's not one of the big three. So what was he doing here? Committing suicide. He was giving his life. He was giving his life for smicha. How could he give his life for smicha? It's not allowed. It's against halacha to give your life. What, do you say this is a case of shas hashmad, so all mitzvos? Not clear. It says smicha specifically was targeted. Explains Rav Soloveitchik. He was not committing suicide. And he was not going against and giving his life. He was not causing himself to die. He was causing himself to live. Because Rebbeim lived through their Talmidim. Just like as parents live through their children. He said, if I don't give smicha, if I don't pass the torch on to the next generation, then he's going to die. That's death. Through giving smicha, passing the torch, he says, that's life. He says he was giving himself life through this. He wasn't giving himself death. Yeah, Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba lo meis, like the Gemara said, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. That's how we continue the tradition. When we give a shiur, when we tell somebody a Dvar Torah, when we talk to our children, giving them the faith of Yadus, he says that's how we continue living eternally. He says Yaakov Avinu lo meis, Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba lo meis. That's the part regarding smicha, when we give over the tradition. So again, that's also able to be used as any type of simcha, right? This family gives over their tradition to the next generation, and they live through their children. Again, this is something that is a crucial message. Okay, back to our Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, two dots. That's what we're up to. Yo Rebbe Marchesh. So now we know what the word Yore means. So when halachically is the Yore? When is it? And we'll get to Be'ez Hashem soon, in a couple of lines, what halachic significance is does that tell us? The fact that the Yore is in a specific time period. Yore ben Mar Cheshvan u'Malkosh ben Nisan. So first opinion, Yore is in Cheshvan, that's the early rains. Malkosh is in Nisan, the late rains. Ata Omer Yoreb Amar Cheshvan Amalkosh Benisan. Do you say that? O Eino Ella, or do you say even earlier? Ella Yoreb B'Tishrei U'Malkosh B'Iyar. Maybe it's earlier and later. Yoreb is a Tishrei, and Malkosh is an Iyar. Tamalomar B'Ito, in its time. In its time, right, and in the proper time, is in Cheshvan and Nisan. That's Yoreb. Malkosh. So now we know what and when Yoreb is. So now we need to know what is Malkosh. Malkosh of Marav Nihilo'i Bar'i the Amar Shmuel Dover Shemol Kash Yosehen Shel Yisrael. Something that literally circumcises the hardness, the stubbornness of Am Yisrael. Stubbornness of Am Yisrael. That's the word Malkosh. Malkosh teaches us that. Rashi on the fifth wide line. What do you mean? Shekeshe Eino Yored Chozrid Yisrael B'tshuva. When rain does not come, that's when we do tshuva. That's a malkosh. It's hard, not that when it hard rain, rains hard, when it doesn't rain. When Hashem uses the rain as a tool to teach us. U'mis'an invoset tzakas. And we have taniyos, and we give tzaka. Right, saras. Whenever there's saras, that's when, rachmana litzlan, that's when we get our act together. So that is, Rashi. Again, that's the message. When there's no rain, right, that's what the Rambam says. We haven't mentioned this yet in this Masechta. We have to mention this 10 times in this Masechta. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, the Rambam says, "Mitzvahs aseh min haTorah lizok ulahariya b'chatzotzros al kol tzara shetavol latzibur." So, mitzvahs aseh daraisa to cry out to Hashem and to blow chatzotzros on all tzaras. Rachmana litzlan, the tzara that we're in right now, right a couple of nights ago at the Kotel, they blew chatzotzros. That was a kiyum daraisa. Kiyum daraisa. We're b'tzaras. Am Yisrael is b'tzaras. Mitzvahs aseh daraisa to gather together every tefillah, every Tehillim group that's happening. Think about what Am Yisrael is going through now. Look, I have one of these websites where the Tehillim Mechulak. Tehillim has been finished over 1,000 times by 50,000 people. That was yesterday afternoon. You think this is Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael fulfilling this mitzvah daraisa. Shenemar al atzara tzarar eschav ariyosa bechatzotros. And the Rambam says, why is this? The Rambam says, whenever a tzara happens in Klal Yisrael, we have to look internally. That's the message. When there's no rain, or Rachman al-Aslan, something worse. Whenever a tzara happens, we know that it's because we have to improve. But if we don't scream out and cry, these things happen. This is the reality. These things happen. If somebody has that attitude, v'tzarezu nikra nekres, things happen. Harizu derech achzarius. This is a brazen nature. Brazen. This is a mean nature. V'go remes lam li'idavik v'masei amaram. It leads us to get further from God. V'tosef atzara tzaras acheras v'chmano litzlan. V'ushakasa, this is the psukim in the Tochacha. V'alachtem imi v'keri, v'alachtem imachem v'chamas keri. V'chulus. The Rambam says, this is everything in life. Whenever there's a tzara, it's meant to teach us. That's what the Gemara says here. Shemol kashu sein shel Yisrael. Right, the lack of rain circumcises our stubbornness, our brazenness. That's number one, Malkosh. Tevei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, another pshat, davar shememale tfua bikashyeha. It's something, Malkosh, it fills the tfua in its stalks, meaning at this time, it's later, as things are growing already, it helps fill the tfua, helps it reach completion in its growth. Bimas nisa tana, davar sheyoreid al hamalilos ala kashin. It rains on the ears and on the stalks. That's Malkosh Kashin, because it has already grown. Tana Rabbanan, that's what Malkosh is. Tana Rabbanan, now get back to the when question. Yoreb emar cheshven, Malkosh ben Nisa, nata omar yoreb emar cheshven, reinu, ela bechodesh kislev. We said before, maybe yoreb is earlier, maybe it's later. Maybe appropriate yoreb is later in kislev. Tamalomar bi'ito. Yoreb Malkosh, what we say in Shema, ma Malkosh bi'ito af yoreb bi'ito. Everything in its proper time. Period. Tanya idach, Yoreb emar cheshven, Malkosh ben Nisa, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that, what we said before. Yoreb cheshven, that's the rainy season. If you remember back in Rosh Hashanah, maybe that's what we pasken in terms of when the mabul started. That's machlokes, is it a cheshven or an ear? So Rashi quotes cheshven. V'chachamim omrim, Yoreb kislev. Chacham say, no, Yoreb is later. Yoreb is in kislev. Man chachamim, Rav Chisda, Rav Yosi here. Rav Yosi says the early rains are really later. Titania, again, this is not a machlokes in Metzias. There's a machlokes is halachically, what do we consider the early rains? Right, everybody agrees when it rains, whenever Hashem decides. But if it rains earlier, that's not called. It's still called early rains later, says Rav Yosi. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Izi Rabbi Rishona, what is the first reigns? Habachira Bishlosha Bimarcheshvan. Habenonis Bishiva Bo, Afela Bishiva Asar Bo, Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, all the early set of reigns are in Cheshvan. Rabbi Huda Omer, Bishiva, Ubi Zayin, Ubi Esther Mishlosha. They're all there. 7, 17, 23. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Biyudzayin, Ubi Esther Mishlosha, Ubi Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Part of the early set is even in Kislev, says Rabbi Yossi. V'chedai Rabbi Yossi Omer, in a Yechidim Mis'anana, she yegi Rosh Chodesh Kislev. As we'll get to later in the Masechta, Rabbi Yossi holds, Yechidim do not fast, start fasting for a drought until Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, because that's still considered early rains. And therefore, you wait till then. Period. Amar Rav Chisda, halacha Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chisda, according to this version, says we pass it like Rav Yossi in terms of that last point. Amemer Masi Lo Had Rav Chisda Bahalishna. Amemer has a different version of what Rav Chisda said. And that is, B'shlosha B'mar Cheshvan Shoal and Esak Shamim. Rabbi Gamliel Omer B'shivavo. In terms of She'ela. Amar Rav Chisda Alachag Rabbi Gamliel. Rav Chisda was commenting really on the Mishnah later on and not on the previous discussion. Period.
Does this mean that Tevis, for example, there's no name for the rains?
No, we're focusing on the Revi'a Rishona. We'll get to later on. There'll be Revi'a Shnia and Revi'a Shlishas. There will be different sets. But this we're focusing right now just on the early, on the first ones. Kaman Ozla, so one second, who is the author of the following Tosefta? Hadatadi Reb Shubig, I'm Leal Omer. Gishamim She Yardu Shiva Yamim Ze Achar Ze. It's possible to have rain for 7 days straight. Atamona Ben Revi'a Rishona Vishnia Vishlishas. And it could somehow cover 3 rains. 7 in a row. Come on, Rabbi Yossi. It must be like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is the one that has the separation of rains, zeh achar zeh. Why? Look at Rashi, third to last Rashi on the Amud. Rabbi Yossi, da aliba de Rabbi Yossi, hachi havi, ben rear rishon of ishniya, o shniya lishlishis. Right? You have yud zayin, chav gimel, then 7 days, including the outer days, and then 17 to 23, 23 to 30, zayin yamin, below yom revia. So rather, do the math, it fits in for Rabbi Yossi's shita. And again, we'll have to get back to later on, but what do we paskin in terms of the revia? When do we start davening? We start Zayin Cheshvan. That's when we start, right? 2 weeks after Yontif is when we start davening. A, because that might be the revia, consider the first rain, and B, as we said, in terms of waiting 2 weeks for the Ole Regalim to get home before we start davening. And we mentioned yesterday, if you remember, the amazing question that Rav Shlomo Zalman asked, that the Rishonim should talk about, and that is, if we wait 2 weeks after Sukkot to start, why don't we stop 2 weeks before Pesach? Right? If they're also on the road. Right, so why don't we only worry about them afterwards and not on the way? Are they used to it already? Do they have the winter clothes out? So we discussed that yesterday from Shlomo Zalman. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Amara Bishlama. Bishlama, second to last line. Bishlama Revi'a Rishona. So we spoke about what the Yoreh and the Malkosh are in terms of what their words mean and when they come. So now the question is, so why is it important to know this? So Bishlama Revi'a Rishona, the first ones, I understand, the first rains, Lishol, because that's when we start asking for rain. That's when we start saying V'sein Talu Matar. Shlishis, with his Anos. The third one I know, that if it hasn't rained by this time, then you have to start the fasting process and cycles, as B'Shem will have later in the Masechta. Shnei Lomai, what about the middle one? Why is the middle one important for me to know? Right, halachically, what the middle rain is. So, we are going to have 4 different suggestions the Gemara is going to give now. What is the importance of the middle rain? Number one, Amar Rabbi Zeira. L'nidarim. For nidarim. Hilchos nidarim. Everything is always, could be a nafkamina for nidarim. Right, like Tosfos says. Tosfos asked in a few places in Shas. What do I need to know this halacha for? Tosfos in Sanhedrin. How many judges are needed to judge an ox that went up on our Sinai when you weren't supposed to go up? Tosfos, who cares? My dava ava. Okay, the Gemara has mentioned in one place, Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, there were 3 mitzvahs that never took place. Right, and it's about Rosh V'Kabel Schar. Irani Dachas, and Betzara Mora, and Bais HaMenuga, according to one opinion. But we don't need more of those Rosh V'Kabel Schars. So my dava ava. So you could always answer, well, what if somebody makes a neder based on this halacha? I promise not to eat hamburgers if the ox is judged by 23 judges. So you can always fit that in. That's not a nafkamina that we usually have. So here it does not mean that. Here it means something more content-filled. And that is as follows. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in Nedarim, Hanoder ad hagashamim. Somebody makes a neder, you always have a time period for a neder. Hanoder, somebody makes a neder until the rainy season. Or Mishayerdu gashamim. So how long? What is the neder until? Ad shetei rivi yishniya. That's the middle one. The middle one is the limit of the nether. Actually, Tayred Revia Shnira. Why is that? So Rashi here has two days. Rashi says either, as the note, we know the Yesod from Nedarim, but Nedarim you always go by Lashon B'nei Adam. What do people mean when they make a nether? So Rashi says, B'Nedarim, Holchanach Lashon B'nei Adam, Vein Karin Geshomim L'Rishona, Actually, Tayred Shnira. The first rains catch people by surprise. That's not what people mean by the first rain. When people say, I'm not going to do this until the rain, it means the second rain. That is for number one, Lashon B'nei Adam. Right? That's when the roads are all muddy, and it's really the rainy season. Number one. Number two, Rashi says, maybe it's based on a drasha. Ad ha-geshamim mashmatrei, dehainu, not a drasha, but the wording. Ad ha-geshamim. Geshamim is plural, so maybe that's why it means the rain. Either way, Rashi has two days how you get that, but that is all number one. If you look in the Gilyan HaShas, on this suggestion of Reb Zeira, he says, Tamuoli, on the bottom of the previous Amen. Tamuoli, amaylo noket nami l'schiris batim. He says, I understand, you look in that Mishnah, it also has the Reisha. The Reisha says there's also an afkamina for rentals. Let's say I rent you something until the rainy season. So it should also go, it goes until then. So why does the Gemara only say Nidarim? What about the first half of that source? Schiris Batim. Diktani Bereisha the Masisun. Hamaschir Bayis Lachaveir Adag Shabbat Shetarit Reviyashniya. So that's the question of Reb Kiva Eker. So you can trust this question. But says the Rishash, look at the Mishnah Nidarim. It doesn't say that. The Mishnah Nedarim doesn't have the Lashon of Schiris Batim. It only has Nedarim, like we have by rain. What's the Reb Kiva Eker referring to? This Mishnah is also quoted in Maseches Shvius. In Shvius, it also, you see on the side? See on the side it says, on the top of the Amud, he says, Mishnah Nedarim Salah Beis and Abeis, V'ayin Mishnah Zayin, Paratest of Shvius. There it has the Schiris Batim line. Says the Rishash, maybe that's why the Gemara didn't quote it. Wasn't Dover Pashat. Why? Because the Gemara says sometimes that certain Tanam and Amarom were Bekian and focused on four Sedarim and not six. Right? Barba lo Matzina, Beshisha Matzina, the Gemara says. So maybe that's why the Rishash suggests. He says, right, Zroim, Moed, Nashim, and Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, and Kachim. Those four. Right? Those were the four. We have Talmud Bavli's on those. Right, we don't have Talmud Bavli's on Zroim and Taurus. So he quotes that line to suggest maybe that's why the Gemara here, Reb Zeira only mentioned it from the ones that were most commonly known, not the Mishva and Shvius. That's what his suggestion. That's to answer up the Gemara the question. He says, why did it say Schiris Batim? It says in the Reisha of the Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah, says the Rishash. Shouldn't pull the wool over our eyes. Right, it's only in Shvius. It's not in Nedar. Okay, number one. Number two, says the Gemara, Rav Zvid Amar. Rav Zvid says, Lizesim. Whereas it says in Afkamina for olives. What do you mean olives? What does olives have to do with Midasan? So the Mishnah says, it's interesting because right here, now it quotes a Mishnah in Zeroyim, but either way, each answer can be looked at separately. Ditznan, Me'emas I call Ademutarim Beleket U'Beshechu B'Feya. We know there are Matnas Aniyim. Matnas Aniyim have to be left with out in the field. Leket is the parts that fell down as I gathered. Shichacha, the bundles that were left out. Bupeya, and the corner of the field has to be left. If I take it in, I'm stealing from the aniyim. Right, each of these, all of these are discussed in Meseches Peya. Right, there's no separate Meseches Shleket and Shichacha, but it's minus aniyim. So when can we assume that the aniyim have already gone through, and now I could go through? Rashi quotes the magic word here, which we'll have to talk about. Yeush. Yeush, Rashi says, Demikan ve'eloch nisya ashu shar aniyim. Their other aniyim have given up hope. So when is it mutter for anybody to come inside? And anybody can take lekach shekhan peya. At what point? Mishe yelchu anemoshos. When the nemoshos have gone through. Who are the nemoshos? Who are the nemoshos? So, we will have to see who the nemoshos are in the Gemara. Some people who come later in the season. Beperet uba ololos, that's in terms of lekach shekhan and peya. What about peret and ololos? Those are the same gifts, but by grapes. Peret are the fallen grapes. that fell down. Uba'olos, they are the deformed grapes that didn't grow properly. Each a mitzvah asei daraisa. When the Neim have time to go through the vineyard and to come back. Right? And then there was Hezek Hadas, they're not focused anymore. Bizesim, olives, here's our key line. Misha Teirid, Revi Yishniyah. When the Revi Yishniyah, that's the moment. When this went through, then they're not coming anymore. Fine. My Nemoshos, I'm Rav Yochanan, Savi de Azli Atigra. The old men that walk with their canes. That they're always the last one, so once they've gone through, nobody else is coming in, and any on the outside would know that, you know, anything that might be there still is gone now. Reish Lakish Amar, Likuti Basa Likuti. When people were able to go, and an Ani has his children, and they come, and they go again, right? This is late in the season, so this is the second answer there. Rizvid gives, it's important for olives, because that's the time that anybody's allowed to go and get the olives. Reb Kiva Eger asked the bomb kasha here. Reb Kiva Eger, where? On this Mishnah in Peah. Reb Kiva learned all Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Reb Kiva says, in Peah, what is this Mishnah telling us? It's telling us that at a certain point, I have to leave the Matnas Aniyim, and once these time periods come, then who's allowed to go in? Anybody. Anybody can go in. One second. Why could anybody go in? There's a mitzvah that say for me to leave these Matnas Aniyim out there for the Tzibur, and after this Yesh, then what should happen? It's in my field. Kinyan Chatzer. It should revert back to my ownership. What do you mean anybody could go in and take it? I don't understand that, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a special mitzvah d'araisa to leave it for the poor. Fine. Once the poor have had their chance, and there's no more poor coming in, then my Chatzer should be koned for me. Asked Rabbi Kiva Eger. Tosas Rabbi Kiva Eger. On Mishnah, it said, underappreciated and underused commentary. Right, Rabbi Kiva Eger's commentary on the side of Mishnayos tells Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, "Kashali hadalek et shenofel beis akatzir reshua al sade de balabayis kishenis Yashua niim v'nasa hefker miyad yiske balasade midin kinyin chatzero dekone shalom idaito." I don't understand that, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Right, why doesn't this revert back to the owner? So if you look at the Tosas Avtei Shem, also on the bottom here in the Mishnayos, he says, "Lefi ani estadi lo kashamidi." Why? The Baal Hasada Meikara Iayushe Miyayish. Kisavar Shaha Aniam Yokatuha Valachain Mutter Lakule Alma. He says, usually Kinyan Chatzer works when, even if I don't know something is going into my Rishus, but I haven't excluded it from my Rishus. This is a special mitzvah that it's in my Rishus, but the Torah says I have to get rid of it, and I assume that I'm not going to get any of it. So it's basically I have relinquished any connection to this item. It's worse than any other item that I don't know about because I have positively removed this from my rishus, and I don't want, because of the mitzvah, I don't want anything to do with it, and therefore you cannot compare this to a regular case. Okay, some of Farshim on the Mishnah say it means kala, that means any person, means the owner. Right, you can read it that way, but that's not the pashas of the Gemara. This also might relate to how you look at Yeush. Is Yeush exactly like Hefker? A topic we've discussed in the past. Yeush is not exactly like Hefker. Tosa says Beferish. What is Yeush? That's a big shiloh, what Yeush is. This is an important discussion on this Mishnah. Why doesn't it revert back? What about Leket Shikha and Peah Bezman Hazeh? So there is a Shita in Chul and Kufla Medalad. And in Yerideya, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Yerideya quotes Rabbi, the Shita of the Amoraim. In Shin Lamed Beis, why don't we leave it Bezman Hazeh? Nobody leaves Leket Shikha and Peah Bezman Hazeh. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, because there's only a mitzvah of Leket Shikha and Peah when there will be a Niyim coming to take the Leket Shikha and Peah. If I live in a society where the poor people don't wait outside my field, but rather there are stock organizations, there are store tickets that you could get, there aren't poor people waiting to get fruit from my vine, so then there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only where a Niyim are going to get there. Let's say I know animals are going to take it before the Niyim get there. There's also no mitzvah. Shin Lamed Beis is one sif. Din Matnas Aniyim. It's very short. Leket Shikha Peah im Ein Aniyah Yisrael Mitzuyim Sham Litzlam Ein Tzorach Lanicham. Right, but Ha'idna, says the Rama, Ein Nogin Bahem. Lefisha Rov Ovdei Kachavim Mimamichum Yavo Ovdei Kachavim Vietlam. There's an Akazav of Eva, but specifically Echiv Daraisa, to leave my field for other nations to take, there is no mitzvah. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Beis, I don't have to do that. Okay, that is all number two, Rav Zvit. Number three. Next, Rav Papa Amar, Kedei lahalech b'shvili harishus. When am I allowed or not allowed to walk on private property? We know Yeshua ben Nun, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, made certain takanos for the good of society, and one of them was you were allowed to take shortcuts on people's property if it did not damage their fields. It didn't damage their fields. But when it damaged, you weren't allowed to. So, relating to that, the Gemara says, the end of Merubah, right? See, Baba Kama Pei Aleph. Mahalchid kal adab ishvili harashus, achatirib rivi yishniya. You can walk there until the rain. Up until then, it's all dry and arid and nothing's there. You can walk on it, but now stuff's gonna start to grow. After the rain comes, so no longer could you walk on their fields. Good. Number four, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Levarer Peiros Shvius. When do you have to do Biur? As we know, Peiros Shvius could be a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat Shemitah fruit, the Ramban holds, but at a certain time, you have to get rid of it. Ditznan, Admasai, Nehenin, Vesarfin, Betevin, Abakashel Shvius. And think about it now, it's unusual. Almost every two of the other answers quote Mishnayos in Zraim. So maybe that's what he was bothered by. Maybe Rabbi Akiva Eger assumed this was also a Mishnah in Zerayim, even though the Gemara says it on the Dharm, and that was his question. Okay. So, on Masai, how long could you get in Hana and burn to have in Vakash al-Shviyas? Ashat Tevi, Rabbi Yishniya. That's the time. Then you have to get rid of it. Why? My time of the Chsiv. Because the Pasuk says, Lefem Techa Velachai Asher Bar Tzecha. You can enjoy Shemitah produce and products as long as it's available in the field. If it is no longer available out in the field, that's how we know you have to get rid of it from your house. That's the mitzvah beer. And at this time, that's when Tevin is no longer available by the revere, by when it rains, so it gets ruined. And that's why you have to get rid of it from your house. We mentioned many times the Machlokas Rishonim, what is Bi'ur? The Rambam says Bi'ur is destruction. You have to destroy Peiros Shemitah. And the Ramban says, no way, we pass it like the Ramban. The Ramban says it means to be mafkir it, to make it ownerless. Does not mean to destroy it. Machlokas Ramban in the beginning of Bahar versus the Rambam. Period. Amar Rabbi Avo, my Lashon Revia, Dabar Sheroveya Sakarka. What does Revia mean? Roveya means gets inserted. Roveh is like an arrow. Roveh gets inserted in the karka, it penetrates. Kidder Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Mitra Baila Da'aru. The rain is like the husband of the land. And just like a husband is able to be nichnas li'isha, so too, the rain is nichnas to the land. Shene'amar, ki kasha yirin ha'geshem ha'shalem ha'shamayim, the haftorah for a fast day, v'shem alo yashuv ki imhir vas ha'aretz v'holida v'hitzmicha. Even the lashon of to be molid is with the lashon of a husband. It's only considered the first rains if it goes seeps down a tefach. Shnia k'delakov papi chavis, and shnia is when you could just pick up some mud and close a barrel, right? If you have to add your own water, then it hasn't rained enough to be considered shnia. Amrav chizda geshamim sheyardu k'delakov pain pi chavis ein b'mishum ba'atzar. Once it rains that amount, then there is no more. There's no klala of the atzar as a shemayim. Anything less than that, though, obviously is. The Amar of Chizda, and it's in terms of our taking messages from Hashem. Gishamim sheyardu kodem ba'atzar, ein b'hem yishim ba'atzar. If it rains before ba'atzar, meaning if it rains a certain amount on that day, that means there's no klala and you don't have to fast. Ein b'hem yishim ba'atzar. What time of day? Meaning, let's say they call it a fast day. If it rains earlier, so when do you fast, when do you not fast? Amar abaya lo amar ela kodem va'atzar de'urta. Only if it's before you said va'atzar at the night kriyashma, meaning it rained during the day. Avo kodem va'atzar de'tzafra, before the morning va'atzar, before the morning kriyashma, meaning it rained at night, yishma mishum va'atzar, then it's still a va'atzar because it's not the greatest. Damar av yudam bar yitzchak, hani anani de'tzafra, those early morning clouds that are really from the night, les lu mashasha, that doesn't really mean a simin bracha. Dechsiv ma'esa lecha Ephraim, ma'esa lecha Yehuda, v'chastachem ka'anan boker, v'gomer, like a morning cloud, of early morning cloud, which is really a holdover from the night rain. Period. Amalei Rav Abaya, v'hada amri inshi. But 1 minute, don't people say, b'miftach bavi, when the gates of the shuk open, mitra, if there's rain very early already by that time, bar chamra, a donkey man, smoch sakeh fagani, fold up your sack and go to sleep. Meaning you're not going to make any profit today. It rained so much in the previous night that It's all going to be good. There's going to be so much supply that the price is going to go down, and you're not going to make a profit. So you might as well go to sleep today. So you see, it's a good thing to have rain at night. Lokasha hadakater be'iba hadakater ba'anani. Depends if it's thick clouds, which is then a good thing, and thin clouds. Amar Rav Yehuda, tava l'shasa de teves armalta. It's good for a year to have the month of teves widowed, meaning no rain. We said before, when it rains, it's like a marriage, a husband. So when it doesn't rain in teves, that's good. Gemara says, Ika da amri, to lo bairi tarbitzi. Some say, why is it good? So that, lo bairi tarbitzi. What does that mean? Rashi has two days. Number one, the people going back and forth to the yeshivas and teves don't get stuck. So it's good for limud Torah. That is number one. And then Rashi has dairi tarbitzi. It's good for the gardens. Right? Because it's too much rain is also no good. So that's tarbitzi. Ika da amri, to lo shokol shutfa. Others say that it won't lead to fierce winds that will destroy the crops. Okay? So, no rain in Teves is good. Says the Gemara, really? Ain't Eve. Amar Rav Chizah, just the opposite. Tava l'shasa de Teves min Navalta. It's great for Teves to be disgusting. What does it mean, disgusting? The roads will be disgusting, because it rains so much. So is it good to rain in Teves or not? Lokasha ad asya mitra meikara, hodolo asya mitra meikara. If you haven't had any rain yet, then it's good to have rain in Teves. But if it's rained a ton, so then you can have a month off in Teves. If it only rains in one area, there's no va'atzar. Why? Because the people in one place could supply the people in the other place. Any, is that really true? I will withhold the rain from you. But I'm not going to rain, cause it to rain in one place. So you see, it's in a curse. They're both cursing. The one that doesn't get rain because it didn't get rain, and the one that got rain because they're not going to have enough. So, lokasha hada'asa tuva hada'asa kidmi boile. It depends. If a ton came, then there'll be enough for everybody. If only the appropriate amount came, there's not going to be enough. Amarav ashi dekanami dechsev ti mater. Tehe makom matar. Shvamina. Right? So that's you get it from the word ti mater also. There is going to be rain, but not more than what is needed. So therefore, one has to make sure, again, it's all in the balance. Every case is subjective, and you have to know, has it rained more? Does it rain in other places? But if we analyze it deeply through the eyes of Chazal, through the eyes of the Torah, we can gain messages. And then just Amar Bivo, let me just read this, and then we'll talk about it more next time. When do you say a bracha after a drought? How much rain? When do you say, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Reish Chaf Aleph, why don't we do this so much bizman hazeh? Right, when? When the chazan goes out to greet the kala. Meaning, we said before, husband and wife, when the rains from below, the puddles are bouncing up when it rains. My mevarech, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Moda manachlu l'cha Hashem alokeinu, akal tiba v'tiba sharata alanu, thank you for every drop. Rav Yochanan Messiah b'hachi, ilufinim alishirek hayam l'shirimina kamo galav, says the whole nishmas, v'chulu, ad kel yazven racha mechash alokeinu lo azvunu, barach rova odaos. Rova odaos lo kol odaos, what do you mean? The majority? Many? Not all? Amar Rava Ema Kela Hodaos, period. And Amar Rav Papa, like Rav Papa says many times in Shas, whenever there's a machlokas about what bracha to say, he does this by Birchas HaTorah, he does this by others, Hiltach Nemrinu Litravayu, say both, Kela Hodaos, Virova Hodaos. The one of all Hodah, deserving of all of our Hodah, and much Hodah. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, again, we'll continue online in the next couple of days. We'll be live again on Sunday in Brooklyn. And B'ez Hashem, from then, from camp, B'ez Hashem, it'll take a day or two to get a day ahead. But B'ez Hashem, then we'll be a day ahead for the next couple of, for the next weeks. Okay? We'll stop here. And Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight. And again, if anyone wants to, take part in the sponsorships at the OU, feel free to visit the website, and visit OU.org and take part in the Harbatzis Torah.